Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. More information on two weekend homicides in Wichita. We've got the story.
The stepmother of a missing Wichita boy has been charged with endangerment. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Congress is looking at gun laws. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details are just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. The normal high in Wichita this time of year is 52. Yesterday we got to 64, but will we be that warm again today? Our complete forecast is coming up.
The school resource deputy being criticized by many for not entering the Florida school building while shots were being fired claims he did nothing wrong and doesn't deserve to be blamed for the deaths of 17 people.
Broward County, Florida Deputy Scott Peterson has been getting a lot of criticism from being seen not entering the one building at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High in the middle of a gunman's rampage. He's since resigned. Even President Trump had spoken about it.
We all learned something when we saw Peterson standing outside of that school. He wanted no part of it. He heard the power and he heard probably the screaming and the bullets, and he wanted no part of it.
Now Peterson's lawyer says he did the right thing, staying outdoors when hearing outdoor gunfire and directing a SWAT team's entrance using his memory of the building's layout. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Police have released the names of a homicide victim shot in North Wichita Sunday afternoon. It happened outside the Food Mart store in the 1400 block of North Market. It's Police Officer Charlie Davidson.
The investigation at this point has revealed that the victim had went to the Food Mart store, and upon exiting, a light color vehicle pulled into the parking lot, and an unknown male suspect fired multiple shots, striking the victim multiple times.
25-year-old Javier Carballal was pronounced dead at a hospital. Police have no suspects.
Police say 22-year-old Douglas Pete III is jailed on suspicion of murder after a fatal shooting in southeast Wichita Saturday morning. Pete held on $300,000 bond. Police identify the victim as 25-year-old Deontay Mitchell. He was found dead at the scene. Police say there was a disturbance at a house party, and Mitchell was shot several times as he was leaving.
The stepmother of a missing Wichita child is now criminally charged with child endangerment.
26-year-old Emily Glass, the stepmother of 5-year-old Lucas Hernandez, was charged Monday and will be held on $50,000 bond. She said during a brief court hearing that she would hire her own attorney before her next court appearance on March 13th. Glass was originally booked into jail February 21st on two counts of child endangerment, with police saying the counts related to Lucas and a one-year-old child. It wasn't immediately clear Monday if the child endangerment charge was related to Lucas or the other child. She reported the boy missing February 17th, telling investigators he was in his bedroom when she showered and took a nap. Police have said they found no evidence of the boy being abducted. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
In West Point, Kentucky, families are being displaced by floodwaters from the Ohio River. Shane Stinnett's home was damaged by the waters.
Nobody could have expected this. Nobody really thought it would happen. Nobody thought it was going to get this bad. I was like, everything I got is gone.
The Ohio River is no longer rising. Floodwaters have struck across the Midwest, claiming at least 6 lives.
President Trump is pushing for action in the aftermath of the Parkland, Florida shooting. How far will Congress go?
Texas Republican John Cornyn says the most achievable proposal is a fix-nix bill requiring more information sharing with the National Instant Criminal Background Check System.
To me, that's the most obvious place to start. I'm not saying finish there, but to start there.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, who has sponsored that fix-nix bill, says that alone is insufficient.
It leaves unaddressed the host of crucial gun safety issues.
Democrats and some Republicans want a debate on expanded background checks and some restrictions on firearm purchases. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Authorities have determined that no charges will be filed in a fatal officer-involved shooting in southwest Kansas. Officers fatally shot 29-year-old Cristina Umana Garcia last October in rural Finney County. Undersheriff John Andrews says officers shot Umana Garcia after he became aggressive and threatened them. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
A triumphant senior night for KU men's basketball. We'll hear from Coach Self and some of the highlights coming up in sports.
Arkansas voters must decide whether Elvis should hold a congressional seat. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now coming up on 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. Wichita is preparing to host the NCAA men's basketball tournament next month. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News it's an exciting time for the city.
You have four different teams coming from around the country. Their fans are going to come in droves, so you could have, I don't think it's unrealistic to have 30 or 40,000 new visitors just for that weekend.
Correction, we will have eight teams coming, not four.
Yeah.
Games are scheduled for March 15th and 17th at Intrust Bank Arena. Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
A teacher in Massachusetts says she was fired because of the high cost of her son's cancer treatment.
Jacqueline Silvani says her son's treatment for cancer cost Andover Public Schools about $1 million. She lost her job. She was told the federal funding for the job had been cut, but she's filed a complaint with the Massachusetts Commission Against Discrimination, saying the district later hired someone else. The school superintendent didn't go into specifics, but says the district has a different opinion about what happened. Silvani's son was 3 years old at the time and battling neuroblastoma. His cancer is in remission. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Arkansas voters must decide whether Elvis should hold a congressional seat.
Elvis Presley wants to represent Arkansas in the U.S. House of Representatives.
I'm all shook up.
Elvis D. Presley, who regularly performs as rock and roll icon Elvis A. Presley, is officially on the state's congressional ballot as a Libertarian. He'll face off with incumbent Republican Representative Rick Crawford in the race to represent the state's first congressional district in Washington. The politician Presley has previously run for the Arkansas State Legislature, Land Commissioner, and the Governor's Office. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
We've got a traffic accident northbound on I-235 right now approaching Broadway, so watch for a slowdown there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio, I'm Jed Chambers.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We're seeing some clouds move in from southwest to northeast this morning. That's the beginning stages of a new storm system coming out of the western part of the country, and that's going to give us gusty winds today, 15 to 35 miles per hour, and a few showers this afternoon, our high 62. Drizzle tonight, our low 47. Light rain early Wednesday and 61. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 42 degrees. We have a south wind at 12 miles per hour. 8:10 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS here on a Tuesday, February 27th, 2018. On this date in 1991, Operation Desert Storm came to a conclusion, as President George H.W. Bush declared that Kuwait is liberated, Iraq's army is defeated, and announced that the Allies would suspend combat operations at midnight Eastern Time. On this date in 1991, Operation Desert Storm came to an end. Well, the story just keeps going on and on. There are new developments all the time in the case of this Florida school shooting. And now the Florida's the governor wants an independent investigation into the response. With us this morning, Fox News Radio's Evan Brown in Miami. Good morning, Evan. Nice to have you with us this morning.
Good morning.
What about the EMS response? Were they held out too long and they couldn't get into the building? What do you think?
Well, that's a great question, and those scenarios have a lot of moving parts. There is a belief among some EMS personnel that they could have gone into the building to try and save lives, and that they were prevented from doing so by law enforcement. However, that there's a lot of questions about what is exactly the correct policy and that was supposed to have been followed. And the reality is that you make those decisions as you go. There are plenty of very brave EMS workers who you know, both firemen and firefighters, I should say, and EMTs that would so love to go right into the action and get as many people as they can out to save lives. That's what they do. But in some cases, it may not be the smartest thing to do, because if the scene is not secured, now law enforcement has to worry about covering them, and that could result in even more disastrous results. And so a lot of that is always sort of decided and revised as you go along in these types of situations. Whether or not the right judgment calls were made is going to take an investigation to find out.
You know, and it's one of those things that if anybody who's ever covered any kind of breaking news, any kind of situation, not on that scale, but there are things where there, like weather coverage and people are injured and whatnot, it's pandemonium at first. It's very, very difficult to make.
There's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
There's a lot of for lack of a better term, cooks in the kitchen at times.
Yeah.
Where people are making decisions, thinking that they're doing the right thing for what they are able to ascertain, but there may be someone on the other side of the field who sees things differently and makes a different decision. You hope that everyone works together properly, and as much as you can train for these things, there will always be an unknown factor. It's just how it always happens. You hope that you'd be able to account for that. Sometimes you do, you don't.
Yeah.
You end up in a situation that was not ideal and perhaps could have been avoided. And I think that's the big reason why the governor here in Florida has ordered such a large-scale investigation to find out if, in fact, things just could have been better.
You have some calls from some of the folks there in Florida. They want this sheriff to resign. They're going to put it all on his door. That's part of the story as well, right?
There is. There have been calls for him to either resign or be suspended. The sheriff, and I'm sure it's the same in Kansas, but county sheriffs here in Florida are elected. They can't simply be fired. So they either need a recall election or an impeachment or of some sort. So, but there is calls that he could be suspended by the governor pending an investigation. It's really hard to ascertain.
Yeah.
You know, if his department really didn't do the right thing on a grand scale, and it can be demonstrated that they were just ill-prepared, and this is not a small little rural county sheriff. This is one of the largest law enforcement agencies in the country. If, in fact, they were unprepared, I would think that the call for his resignation would grow exponentially louder. It's pretty loud as it is, but like I said, he's an elected official, happens to be a Democrat. A lot of the calls for his resignation are coming from Republicans.
And you take this resource officer that stood outside and whatever decisions he made, this guy is just getting barbecued, and now I understand he's got an attorney. He's going to fight back a little bit, huh?
His attorney put out a statement just yesterday saying, he responded, heard gunshots outside, tried to take up a position there. When the SWAT team decided they were going to go in, he was able to guide the SWAT team through his memory of the building's layout, he followed his procedures, he followed his training, and that he is not a coward, as many as have called him, and that he is not the one really to blame for this. The deputy in question is a 30-year veteran before resigning last week. Again, part of that investigation will be into this as well.
Yeah, and my understanding was, 30-year veteran, and nobody had accused him of being a coward in the past, and anybody knows if there could be, he could have a good case when this is all over, but we got to let the investigation go forward. Yeah. All right, thank you, sir. That is Fox News Radio's Evan Brown reporting from Miami. You know, success has so many mothers, and failure is just an orphan, and these poor people on the scene trying to make these decisions, we've all rushed to judgment. All of us, it seems, have rushed to judgment on this resource officer and the sheriff. And I tell you what, it's hard for me to do that. Over the years I've learned, you just better stand back and watch and see how things unfold, because you may think you have the facts. And I go back to, I was talking to Evan Brown there, Ted, about covering those kinds of, you've covered those kinds of things. I remember when the grain elevator exploded. You went down to cover that, the DeBruce grain and things like that. It's just there's a lot of confusion, and people are making decisions based on what they know, and it's pretty easy to stand back afterwards if you haven't been the guy or the person who is involved in that situation in that moment.
Well, and many times you have information in those initial stages, and then half an hour later you find out that's completely wrong.
Right. Just like we had a case very recently involving a swatting incident where we've all kind of rushed to judgment, or many of us have rushed to judgment on that, where people were armed with bad information. So, yeah, let's stand back and let's let this thing go forward and see what happens and not get too crazy about it. All right, 8:17 now, Steve and Ted. I'll tell you one thing. I don't care if you're a KU basketball fan or not. You got to admire what Bill Self and those people have done up there at Lawrence over the past 14 years. Incredible basketball success. No doubt about it. Best ever.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Conference champions year after year after year. The Jayhawks had already clinched at least a share of a 14th straight conference championship in college men's basketball. That's an NCAA Division I record already, which they had shared with UCLA with 13 in a row. Now it's all alone with KU at 14 straight. Jayhawks needed to get that accomplished last night by beating Texas in Lawrence, and the Jayhawks got the job done. You heard the game on KFH.
A desperation three will miss, and Kansas will win this game. There will be no sharing of this title or this streak. Rock, chalk it up. It's 14 straight, now outright for KU.
Took care of business against a depleted Texas team tonight. Leaked a little oil down the stretch. But a win is a win, and an outright title is so sweet.
Jayhawks win it 80-70 in the regular season home finale, saying goodbye to the three seniors in Allen Fieldhouse, Devontae Graham, Svi Mykhailiuk, and Clay Young. After the game on senior night, comments from KU head coach Bill Self.
You wrap up the Big 12 title outright and send these three seniors out in style. Has it finally sunk in that you made history in winning 14 in a row?
Well, I didn't, but the program did, and a lot of players did as a part of it. So, yeah, it's really pretty cool, and it'll set in. I'm disappointed we didn't play better the second half, but tonight, good gosh, we were so good early.
So the Jayhawks get the win last night, and KU has won its regular season finale now at home 34 years in a row.
Wow.
Which is an amazing stat in itself.
Yeah.
Yep. As KU always sends its seniors out in Allen Fieldhouse on a good note for the 34th straight year. Jayhawks still have one regular season game remaining to tune up for the postseason. The Kansas State men play tonight. They're on the road at TCU. That'll be an 8 o'clock tip-off tonight, nationally televised on ESPNU. K-State is a 6.5-point underdog going into this game. The Wildcats will play their last road game of the regular season. Kansas State currently in fourth place in the conference right now, and TCU just a game back in fifth place. So Wildcats are trying to hold on to that spot on the road tonight at TCU, which is playing very well of late. The men's basketball polls coming out yesterday, the Associated Press Top 25 and the coaches poll. Kansas moving up two spots in each. The Jayhawks now ranked number 6 in the nation in both. Wichita State moving up in both. The Shockers are now ranked number 11 in the nation in both of the national rankings. College women's basketball last night, the Shockers, women playing their final regular season game of the year. They were at Tulsa, and Wichita State continues to play well for the women here down the stretch. Steve Strain had the call of the game last night right here on KNSS.
High left side, Lockhart's got the basketball. Diamond dribble drive to the left elbow, shoots and scores. Nice move, Diamond. She loves those elbows. It's like a layup for her from 15 feet at the corners. Diamond knocks it down for 14 points. Shocker lead is 7 now, 52-45.
Shocker ladies go on to win it, 70-59. Finished the regular season on a 4-game winning streak. Diamond Lockhart led the way with 16 points. Rangy Bassard with a double-double, 15 points, 11 rebounds. Sabrina Lozada-Cabbage also a double-double, 12 points, 11 rebounds. The Shocker ladies end up tied for 5th in the conference this year. They were the preseason pick to finish 10th. So quite a coaching job in her first season by head coach Keith Adams. And she's got her gang playing well as they've won 4 in a row to wrap up the regular season. Pro hockey downtown tonight. The Wichita Thunder hosting the third best team in the league, the Fort Wayne Comets. It'll be 7 o'clock downtown tonight at Intrust Bank Arena as the Thunder begins a 4-game homestand prior to the NCAA tournament coming to town. Fort Wayne has won 11 of its last 12, and they're making their only visit the entire season into Wichita tonight. And in the pro football ranks, we have an interesting trade to tell you about. One of the best defensive players for the Kansas City Chiefs has been dealt.
After a weekend of speculation, Chiefs cornerback Marcus Peters will be shipped to the Rams along with a sixth-round draft pick in this year's draft, getting a 2018 fourth-round pick and a 2019 second-round selection from Los Angeles in return. The agreement is in place but cannot become official until the new league year begins on March 14th. The move comes as a surprise considering Peters has been dubbed one of the best defenders in the NFL. He has the most interceptions in the league since entering in 2015. Peters' behavior, though, has been an issue for Kansas City in the past. He was actually suspended for one game just last season, which reportedly hastened his departure. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Reaction to the trade from Marcus Peters.
It's business, and all I can do is just go handle mine. You know, I thank the Kansas City Chiefs for everything they did for me to start it off. Now it's on L.A. You know, I'm going to miss playing with my teammates for sure. That's the biggest thing about this game, that you can't change nothing about the business.
Any way you look at it, though, especially on the field, it's got to be a huge blow for the Chiefs as they lose one of the best young defensive players in the National Football League.
Right.
And they'll move on with those draft picks. And a couple of birthdays today. Speaking of the Chiefs, one of the all-time great Kansas City Chiefs, former tight end Tony Gonzalez is 42 today. Yeah. And a happy birthday to Wichita State men's basketball coach Greg Marshall, who is 55 today.
Yeah, coach having a birthday.
Couple of good all birthdays right today. Yeah, sports with Steve and Ted.
8:23 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Reaction to memos about intelligence. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.